Yes, I can. AJBB, back at control.
Roger that, thank you. KEADLN, mission section ALP.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm back in there. Anyone else? Michigan Section ARPLC, please call. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information. information and ideas concerning Oscar Common, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Sky One. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the PNAC group, I have the following stations listed. NASDE, KHDDE, WDUSA, NAODU, W8UHW, and KC8YDF. Those stations need not check in again. Stations to the net, please call now.
Here is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Good afternoon, no traffic, over.
Good afternoon, Charlie. You got a good signal. Next check-in, please. Anyways.
K-A-G-O-N or K-A-G-B-D?
Can you please general that call, please?
Well, Roger, this is K-A-G-B-D assisting that control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Repeat. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. K-E-A-G-O-N, K-A-G-B-D, nothing heard.
Nothing heard here either. We'll start off with what we got then. Hope you've been staying dry with the weather we've had this past few days here. Let's see here, we got a few things going on this week. Kind of a light week from the state perspective, but that happens as the Tuesday, I've got a couple things going on. During the morning, there is an Oxcom Action Team meeting. That is the name of the National Work Group for Oxcom. So we have a work group at the state level. There is also a national work group. And for some reason, the federal government has decided to call those action. Later in the evening, I'll be getting together with the planning team, and we are going to continue working on the fall exercise. That is the second week. I'll be at 12. Mark the calendar for it. Should be a lot of fun. Some neat ideas came out last week, and we're going to put the plan together. We will get the plan out to you by the month prior to the exercise, so that should be about the second week. Coordinator meeting, and that's just on Teams, so that one won't be in person this time. We do the interview person at the end of the call. I think we're going to have a quiet week ahead from the state perspective, and with that, I'm going to go to Lester, and we will start off with David, NASDE. Mr. David, NASDE, your comment, sir.
K-A-D-O-N. And the net, November Bravo Echo, don't have a lot going on here. We did participate in the North American QSO party yesterday, and aside from the fact that there was a class G3 geomagnetic storm right smack in the middle of it, why it wasn't too bad, the bands are starting to level out a little bit, I think. At least today, 20 meters within 40 was not so good, but at least now it's starting to revive this afternoon. In the neighborhood here, starting on Monday, they're going to start paving one of the streets that we're adjacent to, and so we're required to get our cars out of the drive and park them someplace else, because while they're doing the paving, we will not have access to that road at all. So we have to deal with that as well. That's about it. Back to net, NASDE.
The good news of that is that the wind must be getting to be in sight, so that's hopefully that'll be the case shortly there. Nice that you're able to get in on the QSO party, and that it worked out well.
Did work out of the Monroe County EOC quite successfully, and
That explains why I didn't hear you on DMR. I've got to get statewide 1 and 2 in the DMR programming software, so that brings up the point that I've got a CG explain for you right there. But let's see, other than that, I hear all stations at least readable, or better with them fading. And it was nice to participate in the Fermi exercise. Other than that, I guess that's about all I got to report. Dog on solar storms, I don't know, Max, it's my business. But even with all of that solar activity, I haven't heard a peep out of 6 meters. Oh well. KAG1, thanks for doing it. I guess District 6 has it next week, so I suspect I'll be in the hot seat. KAG1, WDUSA, over. I guess I'd say it's over, over.
Over, over.
Okay, Roger, thank you. Joe, thank you. Yeah, the most of that was right. I did catch that you were following up on the exercise. And, yeah, as far as DMR goes, I mean, the availability or our inability to get to certain talk groups that we desire, that's part of phase planning, so that's how we work through those things. And, yeah, so we work through that, and we'll see you. We'll, you know, look forward to hearing you on the 27th if you're on the air with us. All right, let's go to NADOPE to be followed by WAEHW. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Worked a little bit of repeater site today. Got caught in two traffic jams and one accident on the way home and almost didn't make it home for the net. Nothing worse than being less than a quarter mile from your house and having to make a five-mile detour because the roads are closed, but that's what I went through. But thanks for being that control. You guys take care, and I'll be listening here. 73-0, NAWU.
All right, Mike, well, thank you for that. Geez, yeah, taking a long way home, quite literally there. Glad you made it home safely, though, and we were able to join us. We thank you for riding along and providing the remote services for the net here as well. There are people who would not be able to join us if not for your efforts, so yeah, it's greatly appreciated. Next up, we go to Whiskey A, Uniform Hotel Whiskey, and be followed by KCAYDF. I believe the name is Steve. Good afternoon. Your comments for the night, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Steve and Celine. I guess like Dave, my activity this weekend was just in the North American USO party. I heard Dave on a few times. He was apparently quicker on the key than I was. I heard him jump in calls a little quicker than I was. So that was fun. Anyway, that's about the extent of my amateur radio activity. That's a good, it's a good opportunity to test the current capabilities of my station here. So I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for running that, guys. And I'll turn it back. WAUHW.
All right, Steve, WHW, KUAPY, Michigan Section at the FCM. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and please come on back anytime. We meet 5:30 on Sundays, and you can hear or the other frequencies as you're listed. And, I don't do a lot of time testing myself. I have done a Michigan QSL party, or at least helped in it a couple of times, and it's fun, and it's great exercise in terms of stressing your ability to follow traffic and jump in and get things done. So it can be enjoyable. Let's go to YDF and then to W8AXB. Mr. Rod, how's things in Saginaw?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net, hopefully the link's coming in fine here. Dropped for a second on Saginaw link, but I'm on the Bay City link out there now, so hopefully I'm coming in okay. Only thing coming up, Thursday is our next Aries training. We will be doing our welcome back since we give them July off. We're back in August here. This is kind of our fun event for the year. This is our picnic and movie night. We provide hot dogs and buns and condiments and that for everybody, and then everybody else that wants to come bring a dish to pass. So we have dinner first, and then we do a movie after. We try and pick some sort of self-preparedness, emergency, some sort of related to the Aries type of events, something like that to do this year. We're doing a little variance this year. For the last several years, everybody's wanted to watch the movie Airplane, so they won out, so that's what we're going to watch this year. So we'll do a fun event. September, we'll be out at our 911 center and the conference room there. We'll be doing our training from there, going over our communications room there before the SET, so hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information, be able to get out to everybody about what's going on. That'll come up the fourth Thursday of September, so that's where we'll be at there. So back over to you, Max. Thanks for doing that, KC8YVF.
Well, don't call me Shirley. Airplane, that's a great movie. I haven't watched that in a while. Maybe I'll get that on the queue and we'll watch that again sometime soon. Or maybe I'll come over and see it. I always like the one about the training that you put together. You've got a great curriculum and stuff that you do for the all the folks there in the county. And obviously the link was up, so good to hear from you. All right, we go to WDAXD. Thanks for bringing us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Charlie, how are things down in Kalamazoo, St. Joseph Way?
Hey, that's me. That's where I'm at. This is WDAXD. Charlie living in Kalamazoo County. And this past Thursday night had a impromptu casual meeting with a bunch of the Kalamazoo, I guess the group is calling itself the Assistant Emergency Coordinators. There's several of us, and since we lost our county EC here for resignation, we wanted to keep Wednesday night nets going until a new EC can be wrangled out. And then also here in Kalamazoo County, we're waiting for a new full-time emergency manager. The county sheriff appointed his undersheriff to be the acting emergency manager right now. And we all agreed that one member of our group should reach out to him. So a former county sheriff reservist, who is also a powerful active ham, he volunteered to go make that initial contact with the temporary new guy. And it'd be nice if we could stop having tornadoes over here. St. Joseph County had one about a week and a half ago, and we're all kind of tired of these things sneaking up and taking the power out. Luckily, again, nobody got hurt, and there was minimal damage, a little commercial damage in downtown Three Rivers, and that was about that. And some farm equipment, like irrigation equipment, some of that got tipped over. And of course, we had to have the obligatory trees in the road and power lines down. So that all happened in the Three Rivers and Northwest County, Northwest part of St. Joseph County. No communication problems other than I think there was some cell phone overload. Just that everybody was up and talking. So that was about all I was made aware of on that. And let's see, good to hear about the date for the SET. I'll start putting that out and then seeing who can participate and crank up on that. Let's see, I think that's about all I can state right now. So, Max, you got a really nice signal here on 40 tonight. Pretty much everybody does. Nice to see 40 meters acting like 40 meters right now, right here. So I'll pass it back to you, Max, A73, and good luck with your meetings this week. KE8DON from WD8AXB, over.
But just for a quickie in and out, N-A-G-Y-U.
N-A-G-Y-U, thank you. Do you have any comments on this?
Now you're fading in and out on me, but I'm in Emily City. Name is Rick, and I don't know, I'm just an in and out. I just scanned in real quick, and I heard you in there, and you was really rock solid. Now you're not so rock solid to me. I'll get out of your hair. That's about all I can say. This is NHGYU.
Thank you for joining this afternoon. Is there anybody else who would like to join the net before we close? Please call. Close this session to the net with 9 participants in 23 minutes of runtime. I want to thank everybody for joining this afternoon. I hope you all have a great week ahead. Stay safe and stay healthy, and we will see you next Sunday, if not sooner. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November, closing this session with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coin Up. This is KEADON, out.
K-E-A-D-O-N, K-E-A-D-O-N.
K-E-A-D-O-N, K-E-A-D-O-N.
I also have 9 stations, 23 minutes. Thanks for running the net, Max. This is K-E-A-D-O-N.
Roger that, and thank you for confirming the numbers as well and for assisting alternate net control. And N-A-D-O-N, thank you, sir, for your help this afternoon. This is K-E-A-D-O-N.